All right, we are here. We are Galexis and welcome. It is a pleasure to speak to you at this time, in this place. So many energies, so many developments are happening in your life, in the planet, all moving towards certain futures. Futures that you have selected for yourself. Futures that you as a group, as a human race, have also selected. As you move through your life, as you seek to create and line up things in your life the way you want them, you come across a boundary of illusion. You see, you tend to make this reality that you live in, this world, very real. It's an easy mistake to make. But you are, as all the sages have mentioned, from time immemorial, this is an illusion. And of course, from our perspective, if you know how to work with the illusion, you know how to use it, you know how to respond to it. If you know how to do this in a way that is supportive of who you are, you can bust that illusion. You can see it for the illusion it is, and you can understand, learn, and enjoy playing with it, because this is your playing field. You came into physical form out of choice. You did not have to become physical. It was not a punishment for anything. Some people think of the earth as a penal planet, you know. Okay, this is where you're in penal solitude from everything else. No. There's all sorts of creative adventures here. And you wanted to come here and learn how to be the creators that you are. And you chose, you and your higher self, your soul, in alignment with God, Goddess, all that is, chose to create time and space, chose to create an illusion for you, just for you. And in this illusion, for you to play, for you to explore, for you to imagine, for you to dream, for you to love, and for you to create an environment, a reality for yourself that works for you, that enables you to create, to learn who you are, to become the God beings. And you wanted time and space because, let's say this, not only were you intrepid adventurers willing to go where very few souls were willing to go, into the physical plane, to forget who you were, but you wanted this experience to be in time so that you would learn really fast. You compressed, you created time so that you were outside of the framework of eternity as an illusion, so that you would have a sense of time, so that you could think something, choose something, activate something, and you could keep working on it until it manifested. Now, there's a great advantage to that and a great disadvantage as well. The great advantage is that if you change your mind, you haven't already messed up your reality. If there's something that you choose and you realize, wait a minute, no, this is limiting, this is negative, I'm going to choose this other thing. There's this time space There's this time lag where you can shift and you can hone and be more precise. But at the same time, this time lag, this time-space dimension, has a disadvantage, and that is being souls and of very high consciousness. Before you came here, you were used to being able to manifest anything like a snap. You just think it was. So the disadvantage of it is that there is the time lag and you don't get your feedback right away. You say, okay, I choose this, I want this, I'm activating this. Okay, why isn't it here now? It's because you gave yourself time. Time to make sure to get all the nuances right, to line up the energies just so. Now you and your crew, we refer to the crew as your helpers, though other higher parts of you, beings who watch over you, who've been with you since the beginning of your experience as a soul, work with you, have worked with you with this light and sound magic show to create dimension, depth, color, richness, an intensity of physical experience that you call this reality, your world, the physical plane. It is a light and sound show. You came down on the light and the sound, descending vibrationally to get to the bottom. You humans like to get to the bottom of things. So you arrived here, physical plane, that's the bottom. You can't go any further and still maintain spirit and soul. It's densest place, right? So you came down to this dense place and you're going to return. As you learn your creation skills, as you learn how to manifest a life that works for you, as you learn to have fun playing in your playing field, playing ground. What's really fun for a kid? Just set them loose in a playground. And they're like, yeah! They go run to the swings, the monkey bars, whatever it is else there is. Maybe there's a slide. Maybe there's some really fascinating architecture to climb. You were like that once, coming into physical plane. And when you get it all together, enjoying your playground, you get to go back home. And that's fun too. Back to the love, to the union with God, God is all that is. So the question is, well, we're going to pose it to you, but you did ask it to yourself, how do I make my time here on earth useful? How do I use this illusion? What do I need to understand so that I can be elegant, graceful in my creations, that I can learn who I am and grow at the fastest rate possible, to have the greatest fun, and therefore to also return to the divine. And so while we're not going to spend time talking to you about the nature of the light and the sound and how it's exactly constructed in vibration at different levels and different rates and different ways, there are plenty of people who are scientific who would like to discuss all that kind of thing. We are going to discuss the function, how to use your reality, how to bust free of the trap of illusion that you're in, so that you can use it for your greatest joy, to have fun, to grow, to learn, to love. So let us begin with this. Your illusion is constructed so that, because it's for you, so that you are in a whole reality and you're it. It's your reality. Now, you may think there is an objective reality, but there isn't. It's all inside you. It's projected out there. It's like a screen that surrounds you. Your desires, your interests, your ideas, your beliefs, your feelings, all the things that you're interested in, all the choices that you can make, everything is projected out there on this screen. And this is so helpful because it is a functioning as a mirror for you. It will reflect to you what you're doing. If you have a belief that people are mean and malicious, you're going to look out on your screen and mirrored back to you. This mirror will reflect to you incidences that will prove that you're right. We have laughed many times because the bottom line in most arguments between couples is who's right. And I'm more right than you, says one. And the other says, no, I'm right. You're wrong. And it goes on and on and on in various wordings, of course. Some of you know how to very subtly mask your need to be right. But nevertheless, we want to point out, you are right. You're always right. Why? Because as soon as you make a choice about this is what I believe and this is what's right and this is what's true, by golly, it'll come. It'll come to you. It'll be reflected to you, reflected back to you. Now, many times you haven't learned from this because of what we said earlier. There's a time lag. When you're in time and space, there is a time lag. The universe, if we were to put your world, your reality, into a personified form, is like a very loving mother, and you're like a little kid. And this mother is very happy to provide for you everything that you want. She is so super indulgent. She'll give you everything you want. If you want lots of love, she'll give you lots of love. But if you want to explore the realms of pain, suffering, and scarcity, oh, well, little one, you want that? Oh, okay, it's yours. Because whatever you want, however you see it, it's right. You are right. Your reality will confirm for you whatever you believe to be true. This mirror effect can also give you feedback of what you do and what you think that's positive, what actions you're taking that are working. But the thing is, unlike a mirror when you go into your bathroom and you comb your hair or whatever, you look into the mirror is a reverse of you. Oh, well, that's what makes it a mirror, right? It's obvious, that's a mirror, it's reversed. My left hand shows up looking like that was another person there, their right hand, you know? There's a reverse effect. But the reality that you have around you is a mirror of the function of you, what you think, what you feel, what you own, what you believe, what you know. And it's not in reverse. It comes to you as real to you. Now, this time lag is what gives everybody headaches. It's part of having come into time to play with time, to explore, to create. And you wanted to give yourself time to create. But you're also, in your development, a human development, in a very high linear, logical, scientific orientation at this time. And for that reason, you have fallen for the joys of logic, of sequence. You know, in corporations, they expect if you're going to have some kind of business plan or proposal, you have to submit, well, there's these steps that lead to it. If you go to a school or take a training, they expect that you're going to give you steps that lead you to your goal. You tend to think you've got to get these steps. And you've got to, if you're going to manifest something, these steps have got to manifest. But you see, your reality is not exactly like corporate policy. There's a lot of creative flexibility for you. You who are in a reality made specifically for you. All the other people in your reality are dreamed up by you. You're it. Just think for a moment. You're it. This is just your reality. If you change the way you think, the way you feel, choose different feelings, this is going to show up in your reality by and by. You have beliefs about group mind. They will be fulfilled. You've sent up structures that have momentums on their own. And so you have a tendency to give your power and authority away to the mirror. And it's never more obvious than when you are waiting for something to manifest. That's why we're focused on this time lag thing. This is where you're under your greatest challenge. Can you allow what you desire to manifest? There are books, seminars, trainings, whole traditional schools to teach you all the ways in which you sabotage yourself and sabotage this mirror, sabotage this reality, and create what you don't want, to dismantle all of that, and therefore to enable you to make choices about what you do want and then allow yourself to receive that in the reflection, which is called manifestation. But with your logical, linear approach and thinking about time is like, you know, the tick-tock of a clock. It needs to go click, tick, 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 tick. If you don't see it happening right away, you start to get nervous, and you go into your stuff. You go into your doubt. You can go into worry. You can go into frustration. You can go into fear. You can go into changing your mind. Okay, then obviously that doesn't work. I'm going to try something else. You don't have much patience, dear ones, to allow it to come through. Because you hold beliefs and limiting beliefs about yourself, that maybe you cannot get it. Maybe you're not good enough. Maybe somehow or another you're not doing what's the right thing. Maybe you're not perfect enough. Something may not be working because there's this delay. Dear one, there's no delay. Really, the illusion is a delay because it's your nurturing reality mother who says, "Oh, little one, are you sure you want that? Think about it. Think about the impact of that desire. Make sure that's the way you want it." To give you time. It's precious. It's what you came to play with. You don't ever think you have enough of it because you think it's got to go tick, 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 tick. Everything's got to go tick, tick. Okay, I'm going to put my request out there and I'm going to be looking and I've got to see it happen. And then I know, okay, then that's going to work. Then there's this time lag. I'm looking. I don't see it. Is it going to work? I don't know. Did I think it through enough? Am I sabotaging myself? Maybe. Why isn't it happening right now? If it's not happening right now, then maybe it's not going to happen. Maybe I'm just throwing my desires out there and nobody hears me. Nothing's going on. Am I alone? Am I isolated? Here's what we suggest. If you know how to handle the time lag between desire, request, intention, and activation, and the materialization or manifestation, you can shortcut a lot of all that worry, doubt, process, agitation, frustration, panic, running around, changing your mind type of stuff. You see, you've been given a tremendous amount of magic. That's just natural to you. Now, this magic can work for you, or it can appear to work against you. But magic is not visible. Magic doesn't materialize in form. Magic is an essence. Magic is an alignment of vibrations and energy that precipitate into form through the use of imagination and choice. Magic is what lines you up to who you really are. Magic is a short way home. And it's working for you all the time. You are great magicians. You have created magnificent creations. You may say, well, wait a minute. I've been wanting to be really, really successful. Why am I not all that successful yet? Why have I created drama and pain and suffering? What am I to do with that? Dear ones, that's magic too. Everything that you see is a reflection of what you believe, what you think, what you feel, with a time lag. Everything, every single thing. If you think there's injustice in the world, you'll see it everywhere. Whatever you are dissatisfied with, you'll seem to attract more of it. You may have certain funny patterns, like the one who channels us used to have this pattern that she would always find the fly in the soup. You know, she would have all of this wonderful thing. Everything would line up for her, and there would be some flaw in it that would just take away the zing of it, take away the zest, the happiness and joy of it. But there'd be a problem that would just get in her face. She grew to expect this, so guess what? That's what happened. So, when you're looking at what it is you would like to create, you have to acknowledge, I'm already a fantastic creator, because I can create failure. Dear ones, in your universe, it is not easy to create failure. It's just not. You were given a playing field, an illusion, a reality to play in. It didn't have failure as one of its components, really. It's all success. So if you feel that you have failed, you succeeded at failing. You were working at failing. How did you do that? By your beliefs, by your expectations, by your assumptions, and magically, by golly, there it was. Failure, just what you were afraid of, just what you didn't want. So the first thing to know in manifestation is that what you believe and what you expect, you will look for. And if you look for it, you will find it. If you look for it, you will find it. Have you ever noticed that? If you look for something, if you look for something out there, let's say, you know, a certain make and model of car that you particularly like, you'll find it. You'll be driving along. Oh, there's one. Oh, there's another one. Gosh, that's like two in one day. Yeah, because you were looking, because you put that out. You were looking, you were anticipating, and that was your magic showing up. Now, that's just a little tiny example, but you do this all the time. What are you anticipating? What are you looking at? So many of you have been trained in the old-fashioned theory of psychology. Psychology is you go to the therapist with a problem, and you focus on the problem, and you dismantle the problem and figure out and understand the problem. Then, once you get your problem, it also works in medicine with a diagnosis. It works in every field. Okay, let's find what that critical thing is, and we'll focus on it, figure it out. What is the obstacle? What must we have first? And the mind must go to work on it. And we'll work on it, work on it, where we'll understand all the nuance of it. We know exactly what we're doing wrong. Now we can figure out a plan of action. But you got it kind of backwards in a way. The first thing is not to look at, anticipate, or look for the obstacles. Don't worry, if there's obstacles, they'll show up. You don't have to make them happen. You don't have to encourage them. You just want to be in control. I want to be in control. So I'm going to know everything bad that can happen and make sure it doesn't happen. And then by default, something good should happen. Well, it doesn't work like that. But by golly, you've tried it very well. And you've magically, at some point in your life, manifested a whole bunch of hooey, a whole bunch of stuff that you had to wade through and figure out and scratch your head over. How in the world did this, what's this about? what you want to focus on when you're manifesting in your reality is what it is that you want to experience, the function of whatever it is that you want. That is this emotional state, the identity. We've talked about this before. You want to imagine what it is that you want has already happened. And you start looking for it. You start looking for it in your reality. It's that selective memory thing. You know, if you get a certain kind of success, people are going to say, how in the world did you get there? And you're going to look back in your childhood, your adolescence, and say, oh, back there I made that choice. Back here I had that gift and talent, that so forth, and all came to where I am now. No, it didn't. You had lots of other things that could have really destroyed your life, too. You just didn't stay with those. You can go back and selectively remember all the good things. You can go back and selectively remember all the bad things. Whatever you remember in your past, is that not what you're going to start to anticipate seeing more of in your future? So don't go to the past. Go to the future. Start in the future. Start right out there in the future and say, this is what I want to feel. This is how I want to experience my life. I want to experience a world in which people are kind and loving to each other. What would happen if you start anticipating that and looking out there? Not focusing on the injustice, the pain, the suffering, the violence, but say, where are people really beautiful and loving to each other? The human experience. And you begin to have, after you look a while, you'll start seeing it. You'll begin to have the impression that humans really are these wonderful, loving people. Just give them a little chance and they will love. Rather than give them a little chance and they'll steal you, you know, from you everything you got. So look at the future. See, the thing is, when you get that, you'll start anticipating it. You'll start looking for it. Now, it will not show up right away because magic is working. But in that gap, as you are waiting for it to come up, your mind is chattering away. Your mind is going to tell you, no, we've got to analyze this. We've got to know all the details. We've got to figure it out. We've got to stay on top of it. And if this is not happening, then it's probably not coming. We've got to look at the omens. We've got to look at the signs. We've got to figure it out. If there's any possibility, it's not coming, so that we can respond and we can react and we can deal with it, with a crisis. That's the way your mind thinks. Is it any wonder that you have had in your life all sorts of mediocre experiences, maybe even some really nasty, dark ones, as well as a few good, bright ones? With a mind like that, that gets you into trouble in that gap, in that time gap, because magic is out of sight, lining up your life track. It's lining the episodes, the events that will lead to what it is that you desire. It is lining them up. It is pulling things together. It's unfolding stuff. It has to go and make connections over here and make sure that this works and that works to get them all to coordinate in time. Magic essentially is a time coordination, a synchronistic type of thing. It brings things together in time, lines them up, click, and then you begin to see it in your external reality. But because you're bound and trapped into this illusion, thinking that what is out there is real, then when it's not showing up out there, you start to doubt and fear because you see the illusion as real. You are the still point. You're in the middle of a holographic movie. You're the center. It's all just flowing around you. It's flowing around you in beautiful ways. Can you allow that? Can you relax and trust? Can you trust that Mother Reality, who loves you and wants the best for you, will bring you what you want? Bring you that toy you want? Bring you that experience? Yes, you can trust, but the mind cannot. You are not creating magic with your mind, with the chatterbox in there, in your head. That is, in essence, buying into and creating the illusion as real and trapping you. So, of course, the ancient sages, very notably, most people know of those in India and in Asia, suggested to meditate, to clear the mind, to stop the mind. And true, if you stop the mind, if you stop that incessant chatter and rumination over every little thing, all that boring talk that's in your head all day, you realize it's like when you watch a show and there's a voiceover, like a nature documentary, they'll be showing bears and stuff they're running around, and then there's this voice explaining everything according to the theory of survival of the fittest or whatever. You're getting all the mind chatter with the movie. That's the way it works in your life. If you stop the mind, you suddenly become aware of what's real. And guess what? What is real? Probably most of you know this already. What is real is not physical. It's closer to your emotional body. It's beyond your emotional body. What is actually real is love. It's a substance that makes everything up. And it's because your reality loves you, because the divine loves you, and because you're divine by your very nature, that you're given such a creative field to play. And then you created this mind, the chatterbox monkey mind. It's a great servant and a terrible master, as they say. When you buy into what your mind says, then you buy into the illusion being real, and you miss the realness. You miss the reality. And nowhere is it more apparent what your mind is doing to you and sabotaging you than in that time gap between your desire and the manifestation. That's where all the magic happens. And you destroy the magic by listening to the chatterbox mind. There are many types of meditation to learn how to do that, to slow down, quiet the mind. And it's wonderful. If you quiet the mind, you're in a very blissful, happy state. But the point we're making here is that it's got to be applied in your world. You've got to be in bliss as you live your life. You've got to expect positive magic. You've got to allow yourself to receive the glories and the benefits of your illusion. To enjoy it as illusion and not take it so damn seriously. The mind is what makes it all so serious. And taking all the pieces apart and giving you all the frustrations. So, when you have activated something and you are looking and anticipating a manifestation, Now, you do have to do physical activation. That's part of the rules of physical plant, right? You can't just sit and meditate a fabulous life into existence. If that were possible, everybody would be meditating and just smiling very gloriously, but they wouldn't be here on the physical plane. They'd be enjoying their astral life, right? Now, you came to physical plane to engage here, to be part of here. So you have to take action. You have to be able to anticipate magic, to be able to expect good things, to expect that your reality is taking care of you, and that everything that is being reflected to you is for your benefit. All the materialization, all the manifestations are for your benefit as a divine reality creator. Every one of them gives you a message saying, here, this is how your belief has unfolded and manifested. This is not a pleasant experience. This is not a pleasant reality. So, therefore, I must then, you know, change the way I think and believe about it. Yes. But you see, what most people do is that when they're approaching with a, see something in the mirror, and a reality comes at you with something unpleasant, you're dissatisfied with your reality. You're not happy with what you see out there. The state of unhappiness with what you see in your reality and what you see manifesting is the powerful magic that creates more frustration. That's what's doing the creation. And if your monkey mind gets in there and you get all upset, that upset will create more upsets. It will line you up on a life track where there's more upsets, because your loving reality says, you really seem to be fascinated with this upset stuff. Okay. And you say to your reality, look, the world is so upsetting. Your reality says, yes, sweetheart, you're right. You're always right. That must be what you want. Here, have some more. When you realize that your relationship with your illusion is fully capable of being under your management, we say management, not control. You don't control reality. Reality just doesn't respond to that. You end up getting controlled if you try to control. That's just the way it works. But when you manage the illusion, it brings you the stuff that you want, not precisely in the form that you think you're going to get it. Have you ever noticed that it just doesn't come exactly the way you imagine it? It's rare. Every occasionally it does, but very rarely. Most of the time it's the equivalent. Because the function of this mirror is to reflect to you precisely what you're feeling and what you're thinking. And this is other chakras than your visual chakra. You think you see it just like this, and it's got to be just like this. You've got it all planned out. You've got it. This is how it looks exactly. The reality I need, this next step is going to look exactly like this. No. Your heart does a lot of the magical creation. And what's going on in your heart will create a different form than what's going on in your head. And if your mind's in there, it will affect the form, because it'll affect your emotions. So you have an incredible capacity to manifest what you want in your reality and not get tripped up by the illusion, thinking that it's real. If you can remember, you are what's real. Who are you? Divine being that you are. Spark of consciousness of the light. This whole reality is here just because of you. You chose this hall of mirrors. You thought this was going to be fun, and it can be. But you got lost in the mirrors and thought it was serious. You took everything so seriously, so stop. Start laughing. It increases your immune system, too. Makes life work well for you. Start expecting or imagining what it would be like if you don't hold that as a belief now. Start expecting that everybody is nice to you. Everybody's good to you, kind to you, loving. The world is supportive. You have everything you need, and you will get everything that you need. You will have fun. You will have joy. You will have success. You will have love. You will have what you desire. Because this is an illusion. That's not more real than you. That's just stuff. That's your illusion. That's the fun stuff that you get here. Remembering who you are. And then secondly, when the mind starts chattering away, to remember, the mind's going to say what it's going to say. It's good to listen to the mind, not to follow the mind, not to buy into it, not to be obedient to it. The mind is not your master, really. But listen to it, and listen to what you think all day long. Most of you have done a lot of work with that. You will find that what you're thinking and what you're feeling is being reflected precisely on a vibrational level in your reality. You're doing mantras in your head all day. You know, the channel discovered recently that she had this tendency when she was in social circumstances. She didn't want to appear to be too aggressive and all that thing. She was like, she didn't want to be put on the spot, didn't want any fighting or conflict or anything. So she would preface things that she would offer or things that she would say with, well, I don't know, but, and then she would present her thing. And she felt that if she started out by saying, I don't know, this meant that she was non-threatening. Well, it got integrated into her subconscious, and she discovered that she was thinking it all day long on her own, to herself. She was looking for something, and she would say, I don't know where this is. You know, who needs the voiceover, right? Right? Telling you, you don't know where it is? Well, I haven't even started looking for it yet. You know? And my mind is saying, you don't know where that is. Huh? That's your mind working against you, you see. So she took that. She says, okay, I'm going to change it. Every time the mind says, I don't know, she's going to say, I do know. I'm allowing myself to know more consciously now. And within about 3 days, the numbers of I don't knows started to decrease. Her psychic perception started to increase. Surprise, surprise. So when you're manifesting, pay attention. How are you sabotaging your manifestation? How are you making your reality inaccessible to you? Unsupportive? Filled with conflict? Upsetting? Restrictive, and the big one that really gets people, delayed. When your manifestations are postponed and delayed. Oh my gosh, now I've got to work harder at getting them to manifest. Oh my gosh, now I have to go back and figure out what did I do wrong, and blah, 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 and is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Oh, should I take another track? Should I try some other things? Blah, 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 blah. Delay. Delay is a message from your reality saying, hey, you know, you're taking all this business way too seriously. So lighten up, let it go. Look, pay attention to what you're focused on. What's so amazing is as soon as you start expecting magic to happen, and that somehow or another, no matter what comes up, whatever issue comes up, there is some kind of easy or simple solution that somehow shows itself. So not to worry, it'll all resolve, no problem. What if you held that as just an automatic expectation? So to work with your illusion, you've got to give it the parameters you want. Is it going to be an easy and fun illusion, or is it going to be lots of fighting? Now, if there's a lot of fighting in it, maybe you want to demonstrate you have this belief that the world is violent, but you are innocent. You're going to demonstrate your innocence. I'm the victim. I'm innocent. I'm a good person, but other people are not. And guess what happens? You get victimized, right? So what would you think a reality would be like if you said, my reality takes care of me? It takes care of everything that I need. My reality is loving and supportive. People are caring, loving, and supportive. People are wonderful. I love them. Life is good. Life is worth living. Things work out in great magical ways. Magic always happens. Things just line up so magically. That's just the way it is for me. What if you were there? That's a general view of your reality. It's a lot different from making your reality heavy, important, and real. Many of you look to your reality to validate that you're worthwhile. That's making your reality too real. You are worthwhile. You are. That's a given because you're divine by your nature. So why are you looking out there? If you look out there, you will have people who will negate you, people who will diminish you, people who will judge you. And then you'll start thinking people are judgmental, and then more people are judgmental. You're dissatisfied with the mirror image. So you will get more dissatisfactions. So you see how critical it is to not take the illusion as real, to take it seriously. One of the things in your manifestation that you make way too real is money. Money is not actually a manifestations thing. You know, you really don't generally get money by having a chest filled with golden coins, right? That's about as close as you can get to what money is. Now, you have these little bills, which are Federal Reserve notes. That's a whole stage of illusion there, isn't it? It's like this indicates a certain value that is somewhere else. But you're holding access to a certain level of value by holding this bill. And this value enables you to exchange for things. So essentially, money is just an exchange energy. But people have made money their life's value, whether they are deserving, whether they're okay or not, whether they're just okay. Or whether they have power or not. They use money so they can have freedom, so they can have choices. Money doesn't bring you freedom, power, and choices. If you want freedom, power, and choice, and you choose that that's the way you are, that's the way your reality is, and somewhere in there you feel that money's tagged to it, it'll show up in interesting, magical ways. Your reality is precise to you. Your physical body is precise to you. Your body is an illusion too. It's your partner. So, number one, know who you are. Number two, know that your reality is loving, supportive, and safe for you. And number three, allow the magic to work. Don't sabotage the magic by jumping into the mind and then going off on right angles and losing it. Let the magic work. It's behind the scenes. You don't see it. You cannot see it. So there's nothing to control. There's nothing to analyze. Magic happens invisibly. It's mysterious. Let go of control. Let the magic work. And then receive. Allow yourself to receive the results of the magic. And you can do that if you're not suspicious. If you don't hold a belief that, oh, there's some nice stuff that's happening, let me grab it and look around and make sure nobody else is going to grab it, and I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to hide it, and I'm going to, you know, then you're going to believe that if you get something, it's going to be taken from you. Voila, it will. Right? Know who you are. Allow the, and move to know your reality, to choose that your reality is loving and safe. Three, allow the magic. Don't analyze it. Don't worry. Don't run around in little circles. And four, when it shows up, receive it. Thank you. Thank you, reality. Thank you. There's more of this, where this comes from. This is just the way it happens in my life. Yes. Simple. Four steps just to remember to keep your reality from being too real and you getting lost in it. You're going home. You're on your way. And in the process of going home, you're developing your power of choice, owning the freedom to be you, whatever that means to you, who you ever you are, however you express yourself, to love yourself as the divine being you are, and to love these beautiful people that you have created and put into your reality for yourself. To love these people. To enjoy your reality. And to trust the magic. And what happens is that you will get not only beautiful manifestations, you'll be happy all the time. You'll be happy. My gosh. You'll find solutions to troubling health issues, financial traumas, emotional changes. You'll find solutions. It's just part of the magic. It's coming. Because you're this bright, beautiful, brilliant soul. Totally supported, totally loved, and like a little child trusting its mother. Trust your reality. It will be there for you. You don't have to stay in little child mode, but a sense of easy sense of just trust, knowing that reality is there for you, taking care of you. Everything you want, that reality wants to give you. You have the choice of what you want, what you desire. When you choose what you desire, one last thing, little tip here. If it's all right, we'd like to give you a little tip. When you choose what you want,
are we overproducing?
Yes. When you choose what you want, don't focus on the fact that you don't have it. Because a lot of times people have a longing for something. I want that, I want that, I want that. But they don't really desire it. They want it because it feels like they're having a lack in that area, that they want to, that want is actually another synonym for lack. I want that. I lack that. So when you're desiring something, go into the experience of it already being here for you, saying, is that what I choose? Is that for me? Reality, would you please deliver this good feeling, this good love, this good freedom, this good sense of strength and health and so forth. So you focus on the positive, not what you're missing. It makes a tremendous difference in manifestation. And it can appear subtle until you really get it, and then all of a sudden it's like night and day. Oh my gosh, I've been focusing on lack. No wonder my manifestations aren't happening. All right. So now you know how to work with the illusion. You have busted its control and domination of you. You have busted the belief that it's real, to allow it to be a reflection, a gift to you, which is what it is. Your life is a gift. God, Goddess, all that is, gave it to you and gave a wonderful, nurturing, loving, and caring reality to help you learn how to create and to manifest and have a lot of joy and fun. You can, if you choose, to think, though, life is suffering. And you will notice what you pay attention to is a suffering. But life also is your golden opportunity to step into the ownership, the claiming of who you really, really, truly are as a spiritual being. And when you do that, you're done with cycle of birth and days. You're done with your karma. Karma doesn't work the same way anymore. You're free of those old concepts. That's part of the evolution of now. And part of the reason why at this time on the planet so much spiritual activity has to happen in the West is to integrate these concepts. The Western concept of personal power. To be able to lift into the self-realization of your own divine nature. And return home joyously, triumphantly.